You're on with the Real Sports Guys in our remote studio. This is our pre-tournament special. We are going to talk to assistant coach Bill Evans with the Montana Grizzlies. They're preparing to play the Wisconsin Badgers. Hey, coach, welcome to the Real Sports Guys.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. I'm looking forward to chatting with you guys.
Hey, coach, you're one of the hottest teams coming into the Big Dance. You have 14 straight wins as you enter the tournament. You just came off a Big Sky championship. Tell me what that means to you.
Yes, it's really been interesting. You know, we lost Weber State, who's a very, very good basketball team, early in the conference play. And if I'm not mistaken, it might have been our second conference game. And, you know, as a coach, you always look and say, gee, what can we do next? What do we have to do next? And we just felt like that Weber was a team that maybe would have a really good chance of running the table. And they slipped up against Idaho State. And so we went into the championship game with both with the same record. We were both 14-1, and we played them at our place to see who won the not only the conference championship, but to see who would host the conference tournament, which is really an important factor in determining sometimes where you guys go or where we go as a team. And we were fortunate enough to beat them, you know, for the conference championship, and then we had a semifinal game. And then the final game, it turned out we played him again. So we played him twice in, you know, probably less than a week. And it was a really, really good game the first half. And we had a couple guys, Kareem and Will especially, really stepped up. And we got it rolling a little bit. We ended up getting them pretty good in the championship game over conference tournament. And then, you know, an automatic bid to the NCAA. So, we won, like you said, we won 14 games in a row since we lost to them, and it's really, really been exciting. And of course, anytime you get a chance to play in the NCAA tournament, you're always excited.
Coach, you talked about the importance of securing home court for the conference championship, the Big Sky championship, and the importance of doing that. You have an incredible home court advantage when you think about the fans that you have at Dogberg Arena, and they've been described as being delirious. For folks who are not familiar with your team, can you talk a little bit about your team and the tempo and the style as you prepare for the Badgers?
Well, we have a very rabid fan base here in Missoula. Basketball and football and athletics in general are very, very important to the people of Montana. And when we played Weber in the championship game, was a sellout. We had over 7,000 people here. And then we followed that with about 6,500. And then for the championship game of our conference tournament, we played Weber again, and it was standing room only. And so the people here really support athletics, and you know, they have some great tradition, and consequently fans are really into it. You know, they kind of do things on key because they're very, very supportive of what we're doing. So it was a very, very good atmosphere here, and very, very exciting.
When you know, for folks who are not familiar with your team, and you talked about Will Cherry and Kareem Jamar, can you talk a little bit about the style of play and some of the players that folks need to keep an eye on as you prepare for the Badgers?
Sure. You know, we're a team that runs in transition when we get a chance. I would say we're a fast break team, but certainly when there's opportunities there, we'll push the ball up the floor. I think you'd best characterize us as being a half-court team that has multiple weapons. We have five guys on the floor all the time that are pretty good offensively. Four of them are, I think, I would say, are good shooters. And Art Stewart, who is one of our best defenders and most versatile players, is certainly an adequate shooter, but doesn't look to do that much. So offensively, I think the people that we play with, you know, can really stretch defenses. Our four and five are both good three-point shooters. And then, of course, Will and Kareem are probably the hub of our team offensively. And Will, I think, is one of the best defenders in the country at his position. And I mean that. He's a tremendous defender. Defensively, we play multiple defenses, you know, going back and forth between man and zone. And I think we're pretty good at both. I think Coach does a good job of preparing us to play both defenses. So I think we're a capable defensive team at both ends. or in both defenses, excuse me. Our field goal percentage defense in the league is at 37.7. So I think that's that's a very good defensive field goal percentage. You know, we work real hard to make guys shoot the ball inside the arc, and then not allow layups. Those two things. And I know Wisconsin's a tremendous 3-point shooting team, and you know they obviously are a very, very good team.
Well, I mean, you had to defend Weber State star Damian Lillard, and how does that prepare you for someone like, you know, Jordan Taylor, who, you know, who is also someone that has been projected to be, you know, to go to the next level? How do you think that, you know, that kind of having that kind of tough matchup with Weber State prepares you for Wisconsin?
Well, I think that, you know, there's probably a very good comparison between the two. I mean, Damian Lillard is a very, very good player. I know Wisconsin's kid is a very, very good player as well. You know, I think it does. I also think it shows, you know, that we're capable of guarding guys like that. And I know that, you know, again, Wisconsin's a very, very good team. They're more than a one-man team. And I'm not saying that Weber's a one-man team either. But I think I think if we can play against a guy like Damon, we can play against a lot of people.
Coach, in the Big Sky Championship game, you only played 7 players, but your starters logged heavy minutes, most of them over 34 minutes in the game, but they had only 3 fouls. No one went more than 3 fouls. Can you talk a little bit about how that might affect you as you prepare for the Badgers?
You know, we have we play 6 or 7 guys. That's what Coach has done. And in these tournaments, there's so many long timeouts. And so many of them that I believe you can shorten your bench a little bit. And Coach has been doing that the past 3 or 4 games. He has shortened the bench, and you know, our guys are used to playing, you know, in long spurts. I think one of Coach's strengths is he understands how to rest guys. He does a good job of resting them. In practices, our practices have been shortened, and we do a lot of stuff in the half court. So I think we would like to play more guys, certainly, but I think that you know, what we've been doing has been working for us, and with the long timeouts and so many of them, I think we can get them enough rest. Now, I know that Wisconsin is a very, very physical team, but they play a little slower, and I say that with tremendous respect. You know, they don't play as fast as some teams. And so I think I'm not sure fatigue will be a factor. I think, again, Wisconsin is very, very physical, and they take a lot of time on the clock. So we're going to have to guard for long periods of time. So that could be a factor.
Coach, some people might not know that you've coached at Southern Utah for 15 years. You took your team to the NCAA tournament where you played Boston College. So your coaching staff has a lot of experience, has tournament experience. How do you think this helps you in terms of your preparation for the tournament and preparation for the Badgers?
Yeah, we've been to the NCAA tournament 2 of the past 3 years, and we went to a tournament last year as well. We have some maturity, you know. You know, we're starting a couple seniors, and a junior and a senior have both played in the NCAA tournament, and, you know, in the past. So I think we have some experience there, and they understand, you know, how difficult it is to win games, regardless if you're in the tournament or not. To win a tournament game is a very, very difficult thing. Our guys have tremendous confidence in themselves and what they do, and you know, we don't talk about not being successful. You know, we our guys believe in themselves, and I think they believe in us as a coaching staff. So we do have some really, really good experience. At least 3 of our guys, in fact, have been to the NCAA tournament one time in their career already. So I think we'll be okay that way.
Well, I think the other thing that it'd be important for us to talk about a little bit is that, you know, you just accepted the head coaching position at Idaho State, I believe.
Yes.
And so you're in some ways managing kind of two worlds as you
transition. Right.
How's this been for you? First of all, congratulations. But how has it been for you kind of managing this, and what do you hope to do as you move to Idaho State?
Well, I appreciate you mentioning that, and you know, I'm kind of wearing two hats a little bit. One of our assistants, Freddie Owens, played at Wisconsin, and so he has a pretty good feel for the program. But Coach has allowed me to, again, kind of wear two hats a little bit, so I've been doing what I can to help us prepare for that, and then doing some things that I need to do to help me be successful at Idaho State. And you know, I'm going to recruit much like we've recruited here and much like I recruited in Southern Utah. I think, you know, integrity and work ethic and toughness and all those kind of things are extremely important to me. And I'm going to recruit guys that possess those characteristics or those qualities. And I think those things have to be recruited. And I just don't think you just look at a player and you take him regardless of how he plays or what he does off the floor or the type of student he is or the type of integrity or toughness he has. I think you need to recruit those things. And so that'll be things, or those will be things that I'll certainly look for in players that I want to be around at Idaho State. And you know, they've had some great tradition. It's been a while, but they do have some tradition there. And you know, I feel very, very fortunate a lot of times when a guy's been at a school like I've been at Southern Utah, and you know, lost my job, you know, there. You know, sometimes it's pretty difficult to get a second chance from a place like Southern Utah, and so I feel very, very fortunate that I've been given another chance. And you know, I tell Coach Tinkle all the time, our head coach, you know, I'm a lot smarter as an assistant than I was as a head coach, and all of a sudden I got another head job and I become stupid again because I got plenty of answers for him. When he's standing up, walking up and down, but when I have to do it, I'm not as smart. But you know, I think this game, what a great game it is. But sometimes we make it too difficult. So I'm gonna recruit guys that really play for the right reasons, that play the right way, that possess tremendous toughness and want to get better. And those are the kind of guys I'm gonna recruit, and those are the kind of guys that I'm gonna win with. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Congratulations, Coach. You're listening to The Real Sports Guys. We're on with assistant Coach Bill Evans, who's with Montana Grizzlies and the new, newly hired head coach at Idaho State. Coach, on The Real Sports Guys, we just recently completed a ranking for the top 50 NBA players of all time. And our crew split on Jordan and Chamberlain. Can you talk a little bit about who do you think is the number one player of all time in NBA history?
You know, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I remember Wilt toward the end of his career as a player, and certainly, you know, I've watched you know Michael Jordan as well. I think it's very, very difficult because they're both such dominating guys. I mean, you know, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in a game, and I mean, for him to get over 20 rebounds was almost something of a norm. You know, could change the game inside, and certainly a tremendous player. But I think it's very, very difficult not to. To look at Michael Jordan and say, you know, I think he would be my pick. I certainly think that part of that would be because of the number of championships that he won. And I always tell guys, you know, in a league, there's a most valuable player, and then there's a most outstanding player. And I would think just thinking rather quickly about it that maybe you know, a guy like you know, Michael Jordan might be the most valuable player who's ever played, and maybe Will could be the most outstanding player. But I would if I were going to start a team, I would probably go with Michael Jordan.
Well, Coach, I'm glad, you know, I went with Jordan, so it sounds like great minds think alike. You're listening to The Real Sports Guys. I'm here with assistant coach Bill Evans for Montana Grizzlies, preparing to play the Wisconsin Badgers. And coach, we want to thank you for being on the show with us, and good luck against Wisconsin. And also, we want to wish you well with your new position at Idaho State, and I hope we'll have you on us, with us again in the near future.
Good. You call me anytime, and I'm always happy to chat with you guys, and good luck, and thanks for the time.
All right. That's assistant coach Bill Evans with the Montana Grizzlies and the new head coach of the Idaho State University. You're on with the Real Sports Guys. This is our pre-NCAA draft conversation.